Beacon Press Audio presents How to Be a Muslim, an American story by Harun Mogul. This audiobook is narrated by Kamran R. Khan. Published by Beacon Press Audio 2017. Chapter 1. You go to sleep and wake up dead. In just over a decade, I'd gone from an inelegant 21-year-old compelled by an act of terror to enter a public spotlight he was terrified by, to a man sure-footedly navigating a privileged world of pundits, politicos, policymakers. That some of my new colleagues went in and out of the White House from time to time was considered unremarkable. I was 31, and I had my dream job. Hafsa and I chose a tidy one-bedroom in a vibrant neighborhood of Arlington. We had add-ons most New Yorkers could only dream of. A dishwasher, a washer and dryer, wall-to-wall carpeting, central air conditioning, a balcony overlooking an interior courtyard. Our building had swimming pools, a garage, a doorman, even a deli you could enter without having to step outdoors. Not much by my father's standards, but I felt I'd made it. I'd knocked out my master's thesis at an Ivy League, passed my oral examinations by unanimous consensus, scoring an MPhil, and successfully defended my prospectus. Through the philosopher Muhammad Iqbal, I'd seek to better understand non-Western modernity, framed by thinkers like Kosalek, Foucault, and Chakrabarti. I'd explore how spatiality and temporality functioned in an Indo-Islamic contemporaneity. It felt fair to ask, where would I be in 10 years? I can tell you where I was just 6 months later. Just a few months after moving to Virginia, I was seeing a therapist twice or thrice a week, walking from work whenever the weather was nice enough. It was a pleasant hike from the New America Foundation's office to hers. Right before her block, I'd cross a very long, very exposed bridge. The asphalt had long since been bleached by the southern sun. The guardrails, made of sooty stucco.